This is where normal comes to die. Mediocrity meets its final demise, and the status quo is unabashedly dismantled. Welcome to Reinvention Radio. Now, here's your host, Steve Ulscher.
Alrighty, welcome to another edition here of Reinvention Radio. Steve Ulscher hanging out with the lovely Mary Gallet. Hi, Mary
Gallet. Hello.
Richie O'Tay.
Hello. How's it going, Steve? Hi, Mary.
Wade's holding it down in the studio over there. What's up, brother man? And for those who have been listening to us for the first time and joining the Reinvention Revolution, we welcome you. So thanks for tuning in. And if you've been subscribing to the podcast, awesome on that. And if you've been rating and reviewing it, even better. And we love you and appreciate you either way. So thanks for sharing this with those who you know, who you think can benefit from tuning in, or just like the calamity known as Reinvention Radio that we do here every week live on Thursdays from 12 until 2 Pacific. And you can join in the fun at reinventionradio.com. And you can actually call us and join the conversation at 866-977-2346. And we would love to have you on. And lots going on, first and foremost. We need to just take a moment to at least give our thoughts and whatever we can do from a mental perspective here of sending out good vibes and good wishes to our Texan friends who, I got to tell you, they keep talking about, you know, this is a 1,000-year rain, you know, like once every 1,000 years.
So it was, first it was 500-year rain, right. Then it was 700, and now it's become 1,000.
1,000, right. And I've been, what kills me is so many people don't have flood insurance. Like,
they get it in those areas?
Well, yes, especially. I mean, this is like to an insurance company. This is like their gold mine, right? I mean, it's like, oh yes, let's sell it, you know, insurance to people in places that are never going to need it, and then of course that's what ends up happening, and you play that game.
But has anyone been to these areas? I mean, now I know this is so big that it's gone inland too,
yeah,
and it's taken some of what I'm going to say,
yeah,
out of context. But
yeah,
literally 2 weeks before this happened,
yes,
Trish is watching one of these Flip These Houses places,
yeah,
and saying, "What is this? I can't believe it! Look how cheap! Like, let's go to Texas,
mm-hmm,
beachfront. Look,
mm-hmm,
at this!
Mm-hmm.
They're all on stilts.
Yeah,
they're all like." You know, I'm like, babe, it doesn't quite work like that. Like, there's a reason.
In terms of
mosquitoes, yeah, look like hummingbirds. Like, there's,
yeah,
all these other things,
yeah,
going on.
Well, and also,
I'm not trying to make light, because people have their life in upheaval right now. Like, I get where you're going.
Yeah.
But the point is, at some point, people rebuild next to a levee, rebuild
on
in an area in an earth.
Line.
Like, it's,
yeah,
it, you know, and then these insurance also have this. No, no pun with you, Mary, but air quoting, act of God.
Mm-hmm.
That's,
oh,
their,
sure,
out. That's their,
yeah,
out. They can, well, be like, oh, that was an act of God.
Maybe this is a lesson also, because someone brought up the fact that pave paradise and put up a parking lot. There's no sand, dirt for the water to be absorbed. It's,
mm-hmm,
just running on concrete.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, part of why we have so much fertile farmland in El Centro, people, hmm, forget, it's because a lot of amazing silt used to come out of the Colorado River before we put Hoover Dam.
Mm,
and it was,
way,
it basically created the whole, I mean.
Yeah, well, we could go down
and,
a number.
Yeah, I mean, there's a bazillion.
Yeah, wait,
I'm just
going to
throw one other,
please,
thing in. And they sucked, like, for instance, there's so much fresh water out that the ground's actually sunk by like 3 to 6 feet from what it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
So we're kind of near seawater and sea level, and we just sunk it,
yeah,
and then threw in everything else you guys are talking about.
Yeah. And so, look, the,
still
the
sucks
numbers,
though, right?
Well, and the numbers are staggering one way or the other. I mean, it'll be really interesting to see if the insurance companies do play that act of God card. But I mean, I would think that there would be just, well, I guess they could file for bankruptcy and call it a day, because look, I mean, it's $160 billion.
Oh my gosh.
By
no,
some estimates.
Wow.
And what I am hoping they will do, the insurance companies, that is, though, is stand by their policies for those who did, in fact, take out the flood coverage. Now, what's really interesting is it becomes sort of this pissing contest around, okay, so did the wind blow off the roof? And then if the wind blew off the roof, and then, and we're laughing because Rich just fell down in his chair again, but if the wind blew off the roof, and then the rain came in. Well, now that's covered under a standard homeowner's policy. But if it happened where the rain caused the roof to cave in, and it's, so it's now becomes this crazy pissing contest. But the bottom line is 85% or more by some estimates do not carry any form of flood insurance whatsoever. And the majority of those houses and the majority of those people are going to not be covered. Period.
Hopefully they spent that money well that they didn't get insurance with.
Well, and that's the thing, right? And so my dumbass, like, I'm looking at my policy and I'm going, oh, I'm fine. Well, no, I don't have flood coverage either. And why not? Because we don't live in an area.
You don't live in a flood zone, do you?
No.
Yeah.
We don't live in a flood zone, right? But neither did the people who have been affected by this. If you look at the maps, if you look at the FEMA maps, right? Because FEMA is the one, which in and of itself I think is a concern. We need maybe a different governing body or someone to step in and provide different sort of directions around all of this, because I think there's some concern about just FEMA's capabilities in and of itself to really help people in true emergency situations, just given what happened with Katrina and everything else. But hopefully they've improved upon that. And so, yes, they create these flood maps and whatnot. Where we live is in an infinitesimal, like the likelihood of flooding is like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent.
You almost can't.
We almost can't.
Yeah, you got canyons all around where you are. So anything that would flood, technically, like the way it's flooding there, I don't mean like a pool overflowing or something like that.
Right.
It's different. But a town flooding, it's not going to happen with you. Mm-hmm. You literally have a better chance of a jet landing in your backyard
than of it flooding.
So
interestingly enough,
I
reached out for my insurance guy, and I'm sure, like, you know, and this is kind of this whole double-edged sword of this is, on one hand, the insurance companies, I'm sure, are like, oh my God, we're going to get crushed here. But then it's just like Vegas. You know, when enough people start betting on one particular thing, they change the odds so that the betting, the wages, even out, right? I mean, we'll talk about the McGregor Mayweather.
For predicting the future, there's almost no one better
than the actuaries.
Than the life insurance actuaries. Yeah.
So and Kelly said that she has to buy flood insurance within like 100-year flood zone.
Well, a 100-year flood.
Yeah.
So here's what I'm saying is, so now people like me who see this, even though we don't live in quote unquote a flood zone, because everything that you read around the people in Houston, everybody's saying, oh, we don't live in a flood zone. You know, the maps don't show it. It's a 1.1. Yeah, it's like it's infinitesimal likelihood of being flooded. And of course that happens. So now, well, I found out that we can get flood insurance. Well, of course you can, because
you're
the
not
odds
have
of it.
Pay that
flooding.
Much for it.
It's like $450.
A year?
A year for $250,000 worth of coverage. And because we don't live in a flood zone, we can actually get coverage above and beyond that that would take us up to the actual price of what it would be to rebuild that house, because $250 only goes so far with our home.
Right.
And for another $800 or something, we can get the wrap around or coverage insurance or whatever.
It's awesome. It's their version of the supersize.
Right?
Exactly,
you know,
right?
Like, hey, so if you do this, we'll get it and cover the whole thing. But here's the reality.
Yeah.
And if you spend $400 a year and 10 years goes by and 1,000 houses did that.
Yeah.
Look at what they just made.
Well, that's
you know, and that's what they're doing. And that when they know that, you know, again, the actuaries, they know predicting the future. That's what they're doing, like about this many. And it's all hedging bets. That's what they're doing. You guys have both been in real estate. All these biggest buildings aren't working with like 25, 50% margins. Mm-hmm. They're working with guaranteed 1% to 5% no matter what goes any direction margins.
Right. Sure.
Well, and I worked on Wall Street, and a lot of my clients were insurance companies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and look, my hope is that the insurance companies do the right thing, right, and pay out for those who certainly had their policies, and even for those that are possibly in question about, you know, was it wind, was it rain, you know, what happened first. Do the right thing and stand by the people who absolutely need them. And people like myself, you know, do you donate to the Red Cross? Do you donate to the food banks? I'm not sure. I mean, I'm always cynical about that. I have to be honest because I'm not sure. And you did that little neck thing. Yeah. Go, I'm not sure. And that's how I am. I'm just, there's been so many, well, bad stories over the years of
just get down there, take your boat, go down there and help get some people out of the water.
Boat, right? Well, fortunately, there's, you know, the Cajun Army and all that have come over to do all that. But my point only being, obviously, our thoughts and our prayers are with those who are having to deal with this. We hope and we pray that the insurance companies do the right thing. And my charitable donation, so to speak, in all of this is buying flood insurance for a home that hopefully will never, ever need it.
And I'm in the tsunami
Well, you
area.
Are because you're coastal.
Yeah, there's an evacuation route.
Yeah.
Down by my house.
Yeah, you're in that tsunami
zone. You're a perfect example of someone I would never get tsunami because if that damn tsunami gets all the way up that hill to you, we're screwed anyway. Just like if the sun went in front of the moon like you guys had for the week.
It has to go up the bluff.
Mm-hmm.
Cross 101 and
house,
up my hill.
We don't want to rebuild.
I want oceanfront property.
Well, you would have oceanfront
property. Go get it in El Centro then.
Oh, man. All right, my friends. Well, look, especially for those who are in Texas and Louisiana and some of the other areas that have been affected by this, our hearts and our thoughts and our prayers go out to you and to the insurance companies. Please do the right thing by these people. All right, my friends, we love you, and we're always thinking about you. All right, we'll talk to you guys next time here on Reinvention Radio. Take care, everybody.
You just got dismantled. Thanks for listening to Reinvention Radio. For more information about the show and your host, Steve Ulscher, visit reinventionradio.com.
Attention, coaches, authors, speakers, and business owners. Please pay close attention to what I'm about to say if you want to secure massive visibility fast and generate thousands of highly qualified leads without spending a dime on advertising or marketing. The easiest way to make this happen is to appear as a guest on the world's most popular podcast. We recently came across an awesome resource that provides detailed contact information for 240 new media influencers who are looking for guests just like you. It's called the Ultimate Directory, and for a limited time, you can get the preview edition of the directory absolutely free. That's right, for free. It's time for you to get the visibility you and your business deserve and connect with the world's leading icons of influence who can make you famous with the push of a button. Get your free preview edition of the Ultimate Directory right now at www.myultimatedirectory.com. That's myultimatedirectory.com.